This is the one-stop FPL podcast. Hello and welcome to a festive episode of One Stop FPL with me, your host, Andy Johnson. On today's episode, we'll take a look back at Game Week 18, we'll run through the key performers and results, and I'll give you my start and flop of the week, and then we turn to Game Week 19, we'll run through the fixtures, and we'll discuss some informed players and potential transfers, we'll talk captaincy, differentials, and we'll finish off, as always, with my likely team ahead of the Game Week. So, let's get into it. Right then, let's quickly run through the results from Game Week 18 and all the FPL points returners. We started off with Crystal Palace 1, Brighton 1. Palace's goal coming from Jordan Ayew and Olise getting the assist. Danny Welbeck on the score sheet for Brighton and a Pascal Gross assist. Aston Villa 1, Sheffield United 1. Aston Villa's goal coming from Zaniolo with a Douglas Luiz assist. And Sheffield United's goal coming from striker Archer with a Hamer assist. West Ham 2, Manchester United 0. Goals for West Ham came from Bowen and Kudus, with just the one assist coming from Lucas Paquetar. Fulham 0, Burnley 2. Burnley's two goals coming from Berger and Odegaard, and assists for Odegaard and Foster. Luton 1, Newcastle 0. Luton getting the winner through Andros Townsend and a Ross Barkley assist. Nottingham Forest 2, Bournemouth 3. Forest 2 goals came from Elanga and Wood. Gibbs White and Wood with assists, but that was all in vain thanks to a Dominic Solanke hat-trick for Bournemouth. Assists coming from Billing, Senisi and Smith. Spurs 2, Everton 1. Goals for Tottenham from Richarlison and Son. Two assists from Brennan Johnson. Andre Gomez getting the Everton consolation. Liverpool 1. Arsenal 1. Liverpool's goal coming from Mo Salah with a Trent Alexander-Arnold assist. And Gabriel, the centre-back, getting on the score sheet for Arsenal with a Martin Odegaard assist. And rounding off Game Week 18, we had Wolves 2. Chelsea 1. Lamina and Doherty getting the goals for Wolves. Sarabia with an assist. And Nkunku getting his first goal for Chelsea with a Sterling assist. Star of the week, and there's only really one standout candidate this week, and it's Bournemouth's hat-trick hero, Dominic Solanke. A 17-point return for him in Game Week 18 sets him apart from the rest, and he gets star of the week. And as for flop of the week, well, the most captained man of Game Week 18 was the man with the best fixture on paper, and that was Ollie Watkins at home to Sheffield United. And he disappointed for so many owners and captainers of him, drawing a blank at Villa Park. Just those 2 points doubling up to 4 for many captainers, and Ollie Watkins gets flop of the week. Right then, let's take a look now at Game Week 19, the Boxing Day deadline of Tuesday the 26th of December at 11 a.m. UK time. That's 90 minutes before the first kickoff of Game Week 19, which is Newcastle versus Nottingham Forest. Then we've got Bournemouth versus Fulham, Sheffield United taking on Luton, Burnley hosting Liverpool, and Manchester United versus Aston Villa. Then we've got Brentford versus Wolves, Chelsea taking on Crystal Palace, Everton versus Manchester City. And finally on the Thursday the 28th, we've got Brighton taking on Spurs and Arsenal versus West Ham. A few good fixtures there for FPL managers to focus on. Newcastle at home to Forest. Whilst their away form has been pretty woeful, they have been incredibly solid at home, and that has got them to where they are in the league so far this season. Forest with a new manager not delivering that bounce that they were after with a home defeat in Nuno Espirito Santo's first game in charge. Liverpool are away at Burnley, and so Mo Salah owners will likely be looking at him as a captaincy option. City away at Everton looks appealing after Everton's mini revival was ended by a Spurs victory. City, of course, likely to still be without Erling Haaland, but plenty of attacking threats elsewhere in their side. Spurs away at Brighton also feels like a potential outside candidate for captaincy in Heung-min Son, alongside the in-form Richarlison. We've also got Arsenal hosting West Ham, potentially a good fixture for attacking FPL options from both sides. So with that in mind, let's talk some potential transfers. Once again, the big question is whether or not Erling Haaland is fit. At the moment, it's looking unlikely as we haven't yet seen him actually in training. Game week 19 does have some other decent captaincy options, such as Salah away at Burnley and Son away at Brighton. So I don't think that an Everton away fixture is a priority for us to be looking to get Haaland back in. I don't think it's worth the risk, and therefore it's worth potentially holding off until game week 20 when Manchester City face Sheffield United at home, and we'll have a little bit more information as to whether or not Haaland is likely to feature in that game week. Areas to address elsewhere, I think, at the moment as a priority are probably in defence for most FPL managers. Now, Tsimikas is the latest of a whole host of popular options that have become crocked, this time with a shoulder injury. That's the second left back that Klopp has lost to that injury. And again, it looks like it could be long term. Jurgen Klopp has said that Joe Gomez will likely play there. However, I don't think he has the same attacking threat that Tsimikas did. So with that taken into consideration, alongside the fact that Lascelles has picked up a slight injury doubt for Newcastle, and Matty Cash's suspension and injury concerns means we need to start looking at some good alternatives in defence. The first of which that comes to mind is Trent Alexander-Arnold. Now, a very expensive option, but if you currently are without Haaland, you probably have some cash burning in your pockets. That money in the bank could be better spent elsewhere, and despite Trent's extremely high price point, it's very difficult to ignore a defender who has not blanked in his last 7 game weeks, delivering returns irrespective of the fixture or the result. A very good defensive FPL pick. Of course, we have to bear in mind, if you're spending your money on a defender that you had earmarked for a return to Haaland, then you are going to have to make more than one transfer to get Erling Haaland back into your team. So just bear that in mind. If you either want to save some money or you can't quite stretch to Trent Alexander-Arnold, then probably the next best option at the moment is Tottenham's Pedro Porro. He's picked up 4 assists in his last 7, and Spurs have Brighton and Bournemouth in their next 2. So another good option there. Other alternatives are potentially a trio of Arsenal defenders. Now, Saliba and Gabriel are the popular picks there, and maybe even we could include Zinchenko on this list. Now, Arsenal have a good run of fixtures coming up. West Ham, Fulham, Crystal Palace and Forest are their next 4. So a good opportunity for some potential clean sheets there. Why not even an Arsenal double up? Other areas of the squad that might need some attention are midfield. Now, Chelsea's Cole Palmer and Raheem Sterling are both suspended for game week 19. The pair both picked up their 5th yellow cards of the season, which means they will miss the game against Crystal Palace. They will both return for game weeks 20, where they will face Luton, and then Chelsea have Fulham in game week 21. So perhaps not an urgent sell for either of these two, particularly Cole Palmer. I think if you have him, you keep him due to the low cost and the high potential upside. If you've got Sterling, there is an argument to say that you could perhaps be spending your money better elsewhere. If you can stretch maybe to someone like a Jared Bowen at West Ham, he's 7.8 million, then I do think that that could be a pretty good move, despite the tough fixture this week away at Arsenal. He can still score in that fixture, not too many clean sheets going around for many teams at the moment. And Bowen faces Brighton, Sheffield United and Bournemouth after that Arsenal fixture. So perhaps more of a medium or long-term move, that one, for Jared Bowen. If you don't have the money for Bowen, then there is, of course, Mohamed Kudus, who is a slightly cheaper option at West Ham. But I think the more appealing option is Richarlison at Spurs. He is increasingly looking like the player we thought he could be at the start of the season, an FPL midfield asset, underpriced and playing as a striker. And his 4 goals in his last 3 suggest he is becoming a reliable points returner. I do believe his price has just gone up from 6.7 to 6.8, but if that goal scoring form continues, that will be an absolute bargain. Right then, time to take a look at some differentials now. The first of 3 that I'm giving you this week, Senesi at Bournemouth. The 4.5 million defender is 4.7% owned. He's got 3 returns in his last 3, including 2 double-digit hauls. And he's becoming a bit of a bonus points magnet at the moment, with 8 bonus points earned in those 3 game weeks. And Bournemouth have Fulham at home this week. So if you fancy a differential in your defence, Senesi could be the way to go. Next, we have the Chelsea striker, Christopher Nkunku, 7.3 million and only 2.6% owned. The Chelsea striker got his first goal in the league after coming off the bench and playing the last half hour. And given Chelsea's form, it does feel like it's only a matter of time before Poch has to start playing Nkunku from the start. And he does look dangerous in front of goal. If you fancy backing him and Chelsea to potentially even turn their fortunes around in this good fixture run, then it's Palace, Luton and Fulham the next 3 for Nkunku and Chelsea. So a good chance for him to hit the ground running. And the final differential I'm giving you this week is West Ham's Lucas Paquetar, 6 million midfielder and 2.1% owned. Paquetar has 4 assists in his last 2 appearances. Now, one of the reasons why Paquetar could be a great option is that Kudus heads off to AFCON very soon in a couple of game weeks. So we could see that Paquetar ends up playing a slightly further advanced role and increasing his chances of FPL points returns. And for all the FPL managers that own Kudus and have to replace him when he heads off to the African Cup of Nations in game week 21, this could be the move they make, and you'll be glad that you got in ahead of them all and got in while he was a slightly cheaper price. Okay, let's talk captaincy for game week 19. Now, Salah looks like the best option on paper with Burnley away. Son, not a bad option either away at Brighton, who are yet to keep a clean sheet all season. With that stat, even Richarlison could be a good alternative captaincy shout. Another possibility this week could be Solanke, whose form at least brings him into the conversation with a home fixture against Fulham. With all of that being said, Salah does seem like the consistent, reliable captaincy choice this season if you don't have Haaland in your team or Haaland is out. So Salah, I think, will be my preferred captaincy choice for game week 19. Right then, just time to finish off with my likely team ahead of game week 19. I'm going for Dubravka in goal against Nottingham Forest. A back 3 at the moment of Gabriel at home to West Ham, Pedro Porro away at Brighton. And I think I'm going to opt for a injury doubt, Lascelles at home against Nottingham Forest. Then a midfield 4 consists of Salah, who has the captain's armband, away at Burnley, Son away at Brighton, Saka at home to West Ham. And my transfer this game week will see Richarlison coming in for Hwang Hee-chan. Those of you who remember what I said last week, it's exactly the same. And the reason is that I missed the deadline last week when I was planning on doing that transfer. So rather frustrating, but I do now have 2 free transfers, one of which will be what I was planning on doing last week. Just gutted that I missed out on Richarlison's goal against Everton, especially when Hwang delivered absolutely nothing against Chelsea. But the midfield 4 will be Salah, Son, Saka and Richarlison. And then a front 3 of Ollie Watkins away at Manchester United, Solanke at home to Fulham, and Cameron Archer for Sheffield United gets a rare start at home against Luton. On the bench, I've got Areola away at Arsenal. Cole Palmer and Tsimikas are both suspended and injured respectively. And Taylor at home against Liverpool completes my bench. At the moment, I'm uncertain what to do with my second free transfer. I may well sell Tsimikas for a cheap defensive option. I can afford to do Trent, but I am uncertain as to whether or not I want to do that, given that next game week we'll see Manchester City face Sheffield United. And if Haaland is fit, I want Haaland back in my side. I'd rather not have to take a hit to get him back, which would be the case as Trent would use up that money that I would be spending on getting Haaland back into my side. So leaving the second free transfer guarantees me to be able to afford Haaland for game week 20. So there you have it. That is my team for game week 19. A reminder once again that the deadline for this game week is the 26th of December at 11 a.m. UK time. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Andy Johnson. You can find me on Twitter or X at Andy J Audio and at One Stop FPL. Good luck to everyone chasing that green arrow, and I'll talk to you again soon.